You know, this is not just a great bandmate, not just a great friend, great father, great husband, not just one of the greatest drummers of our time, one of the greatest drummers of all time. There's been some good ones in Seattle, Danny Peters. Let's hear it, Mr. Matt Cameron. Can I just tell a quick story? You know, the first time, I'm guessing it was sometime in 1990, and I was staying at the rehearsal spot. Jeff lived right down on John Street. Our rehearsal spot was on 2nd and Bell, and because of I was with these fellas, it was the first time that I heard that my picture was going to be in a magazine called Rolling Stone magazine, and you know, growing up as a kid, there were other favorite magazines, but this was a pretty. I was a little bit excited about it. My head was ready to blow up like a balloon, and I couldn't wait to see it. And the day I heard it was out, I went down to this little empty market, a little kind of deli with a cool little Asian dude that I'd see every once in a while, and there it was. I heard and Madonna was on the cover, but I bought it anyway. I like her better now because she spanked me recently. That's another story. Right in front of my wife. And then she went to spank my wife too, but she got scared. So, but I digress. So there it was, and I flipped through the page, and I was kind of nervous. I was kind of, and there it was, and it was a picture of me, Jeff Stone. It was the Temple of the Dog, so it was Matt and Chris. It was all of us. But there it was, like, I couldn't, it was just a strange feeling. And it felt like things were happening. And then I showed the proprietor, who I knew just a little bit, and he didn't speak great English or whatever, but I showed him the cover, and it said Rolling Stone, and I opened it up and I said, "That's me, man, that's me." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, that's you." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, that's you." And he says, "What is that? That a bike magazine?" So that's where I learned a little bit of humility. Just started right there. Don't get too excited. But what I'm really excited about is that now. This is one to be proud of. This is Mr. Stone Gossard on the cover of Real Change. Stone and Mike have been really working hard. And I know it might sound weird, but as I look at this, I would take him over Madonna. I just would. It's my kind of guy. Stone Gossard.